Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Variety Radio Online, Part 2. It is Wednesday, April 17th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. earlier tonight, we had an interview with Sam Witwer, who plays Aiden on Being Human. And actually, we are very, very excited to welcome a very special guest, one who we have been lusting after for some time. We are going to be having the pleasure of speaking with Miss Anna Silk, who plays Bo on sci-fi hit TV series Lost Girl, and we have been dying to talk to her. I'm just waiting for her to call in, and actually I'm getting word that she is on the line, so I'll bring her in. My co-host tonight, this is Jess, my co-host tonight is Brandon.
Hello.
Let me see if I can get her. Anna?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Anna, how are you?
I'm good, Jess, how are you?
I'm doing okay. And Brandon's with me. Brandon, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Brandon.
Well, Miss Anna, we have been waiting to speak to you for quite a long time, and our timeline has blown up since everybody heard your last-minute acceptance of our interview tonight. So thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Of course. No, I'm thrilled.
No problem. We've had the pleasure of speaking with Rick Howland. He was on last night. We've talked to Paul Roger Amos a couple of times. The fans in the U.S. have just accepted the show with open arms. We've been fans since it was airing in Canada we were kind of downloading it ahead of time.
That's okay. There were several of you, so that was good.
yeah, they can't pinpoint us. They'll never catch us. But well, we have been so thrilled that the U.S. has accepted the show and has really kept it going like full force in the United States. And how do you feel about that? Were you expecting to get such a big response from the United States?
Well, obviously I'm really happy about it. We knew our show was something unique and special when we started, and Canada really responded very quickly. So we hoped that the U.S. would be accepting of it as well. But they really have been. It's been really, really pretty amazing, and accepting of it worldwide at this point too.
Right.
We're
just about to say that we have gotten questions from all over the world, Australia, I think Italy, all over. People have been just dying to see more of this show. And congratulations on another season.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes,
we cannot wait.
Yes,
I know. We can't wait to start filming it.
Yeah, well, as soon as the season was over, we were both going more.
Oh, good. That's good. That's exactly what I want to hear.
So,
well,
Anna,
here at the Variety Radio Online, a lot of our hosts are fans of the shows that we do, and the questions we're going to ask you today are going to be from your fans. We gathered a bunch of questions from Facebook and Twitter. And so any questions on here tonight we will be asking you will be from your fans.
Excellent. That's awesome.
We did have some technical difficulties a little earlier today when we were interviewing Sam Witwer from Being Human. So I do want people to bear with us. We seem to have worked out all the kinks. We're not sure if we will be able to take callers or not. I will wait to hear from Amy, who's running the switchboard, to find out if that is the case. In the meantime, we have some Twitter questions that Brandon and I will be asking, and we apologize ahead of time if we screw up your Twitter name. So the first question, from @JenniferRiley11 says, and I'm sure you get this question a lot, but what was your favorite scene that you worked on in season 3? Did you have a favorite scene or a favorite storyline?
Oh my gosh, that it's just such a hard question to answer. It's a really good question. You know what? There's a handful. I think that I really liked my arc this season, so I got to play some really cool stuff. I got to play some heavy emotional stuff. You know, going back to see my mom. I got to become a teenager in episode 3, which was really fun. So I don't know. I think probably, you know, going back to see my mom in that episode, that scene was really important to me. And, I had a lot of input in it, which was so gracious of the writers to let me do. And so that scene stands out for me. I also, you know, I loved episode 3, like I said, the lack of responsibility of playing, you know, teenage Beau was like so freeing. I can't even tell you. I'd have to say that those two episodes and, you know, the Dawning episode, which I know a lot of people really liked, was really challenging as well, especially just making sense of it as an actor before you play it. But I had a lot of fun. Chris and I had a lot of fun together on that episode. And, of course, all my scenes with Lauren this season. I mean, we had a pretty great relationship arc, and our breakup scene was so sad, but it was a important scene again for Zoe and I. We had discussed it a lot before we shot it.
Yeah, the Lauren scenes were some of my favorites. So, we have another Twitter question from SmellyCat1304. And now that you've answered what's your favorite scene, what was your favorite moment out of season 3?
Oh my gosh, my favorite moment. Well, first of all, I want to say hi to Smelly Cat because I've actually met her. She came to Toronto from France. So hello, Smelly Cat. And okay, favorite moment. Oh my God. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it's just so hard. I'm going to have to come back to that one. I'm so sorry. I can't think of what exactly that moment would be.
Okay.
You know, I loved the finale. There was a lot of moments for Beau in the finale. I think, you know, on a personal note, my favorite moment of the season was when I found out I was pregnant. So that was kind of exciting.
Yes, congratulations on that as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. So, I don't know.
And you guys are calling him the little ninja?
That's his name for now, yes.
For now.
For now. That's just his, like, stage name until he's born.
Okay, so Jordan Thane, at Jordan Thane, asks, what storyline with your character surprised you the most?
What storyline surprised me the most? Well, I think, I mean, in the beginning of the season, the fact that they brought Beau and Lauren together so quickly was a surprise to me and to Zoe. We were sort of like, wow, okay, we're doing this now, okay? We knew it was going to be heading in that direction, but it happened very quickly. So that was a surprise, but I think it was a really smart thing of them to do because it gave us a little more longevity in the season to kind of work through that relationship. But I'm trying to think of what else. I don't know. They gave me some really nice things this season in terms of just a little bit of comedy, a little bit of drama, some heavier stuff, you know, the physical stuff. I had a lot of variety. So that was kind of a nice surprise, I guess.
One of the things I thought that was really surprising was after the Dawning to see Beau so happy that you never really saw her at that level. And it was just amazing to see her just be so carefree and happy.
Yeah, that's true. It was fun.
Do you think Tamsin and Beau will be Beau's love interest in season 4?
Well, I don't actually know because I don't actually know a lot about season 4. I know a few things that I obviously cannot share. Tamsin will be back, as far as I am aware. And I loved the stuff that I got to play with Rachel. She's a really great actress, and the role of Tamsin was a really great role and really kind of shook up Beau's world a lot, which is important. And I know that a lot of people were sensing starting to sense a bit of, you know, a chemistry between them, and they definitely have a chemistry. Whether or not it's going to play out in terms of a relationship, I actually don't know.
Okay, well, on that note, who would you like to see as Beau's love interest?
Oh, my gosh. You know, these are hard-hitting questions. Who would I like to see? You know, I'm really glad that over the last three seasons, Beau's had a chance to explore a relationship with Dyson and then really explore one with Lauren this season. I think it was really important. I don't know what's going to happen down the road. I don't know if she can do monogamy. I just don't know. I feel like if she couldn't do it with Lauren, I don't know if she could do it with anybody. So I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to have to disagree. I know that you're the character, but she was pretty good at being monogamous with Dyson. I think I apologize.
Dyson has a difference. Strength, you know, like he is fit.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Right there, he's got a little bit more stamina that she needs.
Right. Yeah, and I think that played a lot into Lauren's feelings of inadequacy or being left behind or not really being taken seriously was the fact that she was human and obviously was not able to keep up with Beau's needs. It wasn't even wants because it was obvious in the show that she was really into Lauren. And I do think that they made a very cute couple. I'm still biased against Lauren for the crap that she pulled earlier on in the first season.
Right.
She tricked Esther.
Yep.
So, yeah, not down with that. But other than that,
well,
I think
Beau is Faye and Lauren is human. So no matter what, that's a
right.
huge obstacle between them.
Right. Let's see. I'm going to skip a question because you already answered it. It seems that with each, and this comes from, I don't even know if I can pronounce this, Ka Bienvenue on Twitter. It seems with each finale we've met a Beau family member. Who would you like to be revealed in season four? We've already figured out we're thinking that we figured out who the Wanderer is at the end of the finale would be Beau's dad. We've already met, well, we could be wrong on that, but that's what we're assuming. Trick is her grandfather. We've met Effie
yes.
as her mother, and we think that the Wanderer is her father. Is there somebody that you would like to see of Beau's family members?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, when you first started to ask the question, I was thinking it'd be cool to have a sister, if Beau could meet a sister. But, I mean, I guess that would be cool. Beau kind of had a sister in Kenzie already.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like meeting a family member, like a sister who maybe had a totally different background than Beau and probably would have a different background than Beau, could be really challenging for her. I think that would be a really interesting relationship.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine her and Kenzie going at it over Beau's affection? That would be perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect. You're right. That would be very cool.
That would be very interesting. We do have, I'm getting word that we do have three callers, and we're getting the okay to take some callers. So Amy's going to bring in some callers for us, and we'll go from there.
Great.
Do we have the
Amy?
Caller?
Okay, hold on. She's having some difficulties. All right, I'm going to take 480. 480, can you hear us? I don't want to say your whole number. 480-559. Can you hear us?
I am guessing that is a no.
That is definitely a no. Okay, we're going to move on. I apologize. Apparently, we have had some, well, between you and Sam Witwer, the phone lines have blown up, and it apparently is killing our switchboard. but we'll continue asking some other questions.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got another Twitter question, and I got this one asked a lot. This one specifically was from at my girl Taffy. She was asking in Confagious, Zoe whispered something in your ear during that episode, and when you were playing as a teenager, what was it that she said? Like, what was it that she said to you? Because we didn't get to hear it. Did she say anything to you, or?
I can't even remember what that is. So this is episode 3.
Right.
I don't remember the scene.
Whatever it was very effective.
Yes, because a lot of people have been asking, what did she whisper in her ear?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could remember that moment. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Do you have a different context for it? Do you remember the scene?
Not right off the top of my head, but it says, hey, Anna, can you please let us Dr. Kibutz fans, I guess that's the name for you and Lauren.
Yeah. I think you were acting up at the time, and she said something to you that totally snapped you back, and I don't know what it was.
You know I don't remember, but what I'm going to do is after the interview, I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to put it on Twitter.
Sweet. Yeah, that was at my girl Taffy. She was the one that asked that question.
Okay.
So I'm sure she will Twitter you herself to see if you have a follow up to that.
Please do, and I will definitely get to the bottom of it.
Okay, we're gonna try to take callers now. 408, you're on the air.
Hey Anna, this is Cynthia.
Hey Cynthia, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I have a question. So I wanted to know, what would you really like out of now that you guys got renewed?
I'm sorry, Cynthia, can you repeat the question?
Of course. What would you like to really see out of Bo in season 4 now that you guys got the renewal for the next season?
Well, you know what? I really feel like from the beginning, the way that Bo has evolved has just, it's been really natural for me and for Bo. It feels like the right levels of what's to come. So I feel like I trust our writers and our showrunner implicitly to evolve me further. And I think Bo has to continue to evolve. I would love to see the fact that, you know, Bo is much more powerful than she ever realizes. I'd like to see that continue to grow for sure. You know, I feel like her power is still really untapped, and so that's probably the biggest thing I'd like to see. And you know, I'm sure she'll have a few love interests along the way, which is never a bad thing for Bo. But yeah, I'd say the number one thing would be to have her power continue to evolve.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you, Cynthia.
I think we have another caller. 620.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, everybody. I'm still coming down off the finale high, so I had a question about the finale. There is a very intense fight scene between Bo and Tamsin, and I was wondering how long, Anna, did you have to prepare for that with, like, the choreography and stuff?
Well, that fight scene was pretty intense. And I think we rehearsed twice for it.
Oh, wow.
But that was in the last episode. And I have to say that I do a lot of my own fights and do most of them. But my stunt double really came into play in that fight. You know, I still did a lot of it, but she did a lot of it too. Number one, because she's amazing, but also because I was very newly pregnant. So I didn't tell anyone on set except for my stunt double. She's the only one that knew. And so we had to kind of come up with a few reasons why she was in there a lot. But she was great. She was fantastic. And that fight was fun. I mean, Rachel and I rehearsed it. It was fun. It was really aggressive. I liked it. It was just really kind of down and dirty. But, yeah, we only had about 2 days of rehearsal, like two different rehearsals.
Oh.
We moved pretty quick.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I have a lot of help, believe me.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you for calling in. That was a great question. I'm going to move on. We have one more caller on the line, and it is 205. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air with Anna Silk. Who's this?
Marissa.
Hi, Marissa.
Do you have a question?
Yes, my question is, what got you into acting?
Oh, well, you know, Melissa, I started acting when I was very, very young, just because my mom was really involved in the theater community where I grew up, and she still is. And so from a very young age, I was always exposed to theater and sort of participated in any way I could and did some local TV commercials. And then for a long time, I didn't do any acting. I think you rebel against what your parents do sometimes. So I did really everything but acting. And then, you know, when I was in college, I really started to explore it again and remembered how much I love it and how much I really wanted to pursue it. And that's when I made the move to the big city and started to pound the pavement. But so, yeah, from a young age, I was exposed to it and loved it and always wanted to do it. But it seemed like a really scary thing when I was really much younger. It's still scary, but it's a lot of fun, too.
Awesome.
Thanks, Melissa.
Love you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, Melissa. And we have they're all calling in now. We have one more, 661. You're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Name's Sean. And I first want to say that I'm a huge fan of Lost Girl. The second I watched the first episode, I was immediately hooked.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And the question I have for you, 3 seasons going into a 4th season. If you could name one scene that kind of stood out for you as a favorite on Lost Girl, what would it be and why?
Well, I think, you know, if I think of the entire, like every season, I have to go back to our pilot, which was episode 8 in season 1. That pilot, there's a fight scene in that pilot, which is really pretty spectacular, where I fight the Morag in the bathroom. I don't know if you remember that one, but that to me was kind of, you know, I get drowned in the bathtub and thrown around. That was sort of like my, you know, welcome to Lost Girl. This is what your life's going to be like for a little while. And so that to me really kind of gave me a lot of, it energized, you know, the fact that I was doing this show. So I still think about that scene. Just because it was so new to me and it was so much in a great way. So I think that's the scene that stands out the most to me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for answering that.
Thanks.
And also congratulations on both the 4th season and, of course, on your little one.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Sean, for calling in. We always love when people call in and talk to us, and it doesn't happen often enough, only when we get interviews. So if you guys are all listening, we really like to hear your theories when we're doing our recaps as well. So feel free to come back when the season starts up again and definitely participate in our chat and call in and talk to us because it's boring if it's just us talking. So Brandon did have another question. Are you there still,
yes.
Brandon?
Yeah, I'm still here. We have a Twitter question from Silk Sight, who is a huge Lost Girl fan. She's from Australia. And she wanted to know what it was like to be in a fight scene with your husband.
It was great. you know, Seth, he loved playing that part because he got to do a little bit of everything. You know, he got to fight and he got to die and he just got to kind of do some really fun things. It's very rare that I have a day off of work, but I had a day off of work and it was the day that Seth went into audition for the part. So I went in to be his reader. Which is, you know, he's got a good reader. He's got Bo. So, and all I remember saying to him is, when Bo punches you, you better like go flying because you got to make Bo look really cool. And he's like, I got it. And he did. And so it was fun to do fight stuff. He's really great that way. He's really good with his physicality. And so he makes me look extra tough and strong. So I always appreciate that in a fighting partner and a husband.
Do you guys actually have a follow-up question to that? Rick mentioned that on Sunday nights he has a bunch of people that apparently he calls it the non-cable crew that come over and watch the show with him on air. And I was just wondering if you guys watch yourselves on the show. Some people, a lot of actors and actresses that we've asked, they get a little funny about that. About watching themselves and being too critical of themselves, and some people love to do it. So I just figured I'd ask you, do you actually watch the dailies or do you watch the episodes when they're complete?
I watched dailies a lot in the beginning, like in season one, and it was good and bad. So I had to sort of slowly wean myself off of them in season two, and then by the time season three rolled around, I really wasn't watching very many dailies. I would watch a few rough cuts here and there, but just bits and pieces because I find it better to kind of stick with the task at hand and not, you know, you can learn from watching them for sure, but I feel like once you've kind of seen what you need to see, it's time to just stick to the task at hand and move forward with what you're doing. So I don't watch them as much, but what I found difficult about that this year is when it came time to do press and I hadn't watched any episodes, I could not remember anything. It was just like crickets were chirping in my head. I was like, I can't believe, because we shoot, so it's so intense, you know, for a long period of time. So I do try to watch as many as I can just so I can, you know, remember and enjoy them too. You know, it's fun. And we did have a little, we had a little viewing party here the other night, which was a lot of fun. And Rachel was here who plays Tamsin and some other friends, and we watched the last few episodes.
Well, we have another Twitter question, and it's from MaverickTom07, and he wants to know, or she wants to know, what is your favorite quote from the show, and from what character, and what character said it?
Oh my gosh! Okay. Gosh, I don't know. I mean, Kenzie has so many great ones. I love when she references, you know, things that she would obviously be way too young to know about, but Kenzie knows about it, which I love.
Especially like that Heather's reference.
Yeah, things like that. Yeah, exactly. But I think they're all really clever. Favorite quote.
You and Ksenia actually have some pretty cool zingers on that show, and the interaction between the two of you with the quips are very funny. It's one of our favorite things. We do have a shit Kenzie says section of our show, and there at times there have been shit Bo says that has made it to the list. But do you guys have any input in the delivery of those lines, or do you ad lib at all, or is it strictly from the script?
Well, I mean, mostly it's from the script. I mean, the writers really have. I mean, the humor they created for Kenzie was pretty amazing, and Bo's humor I think developed. It took longer to develop, which I think made more sense. But we don't have, I mean, Ksenia and I just have a lot of fun, you know, playing those scenes. And I don't know, we focus more on the serious nature of the scene, and the humor just tends to come out. But I guess we do a little bit of improvising, but mostly we stick to what the writers have come up with, because it's usually pretty darn good.
Well, it's got to be an assist to your acting when somebody can't tell if it's scripted or if it's ad-lib, so that's got to feel good.
It does, yeah. I think one of the biggest compliments you can get as an actor is if someone says, oh, that looks really easy, or that looked really natural, you know, because you're like, wow, I've done it 47 times. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, because it seems like on the show, you guys are completely, when you guys are going back and forth, it just looks completely natural and organic.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you said that, Brandon.
Thank you.
Now, I can't remember what the original caller's question was, but, favorite quote or something. Honestly, I can't really, there's just too many. I mean, I had one of my favorite lines this year, which was, you bitches are witches, which I just love that line for some reason. But there's a lot of great ones. There's really a lot of great ones.
I know that between when we do our recaps, it wasn't this season, it was last season. One of our favorite scenes, other than anything having to do with Bo and Kenzie and Vex, has to do with the body switching episode. I know Brandon and I were peeing in our pants watching that episode, and you guys did such a great job. And I remember saying to Brandon, I wonder how many times they actually had to do that with a straight face. Do you remember how many times, like, did you guys practice, like, doing each other? Or, that sounded really bad. But, I didn't
woodwork
mean to
for
that,
Lost Girl, though. Woodwork in Lost
yes,
Girl.
Yes, exactly.
True.
Yeah. We, you know, that to us was like, that was like acting camp or something, because we were all together all day, every day for the shoot, which is rare. Usually we're kind of, you know, we only see each other for the scenes we're in together. So we were together a lot, and it was one location. So it was kind of like just being at camp, and we get to do all these fun things. And we definitely spent a little bit more time rehearsing, you know, whenever we could. A shooting schedule on TV is really fast paced. So you don't have a lot of rehearsal time, but we did have some. And it was a lot of fun. We had no idea if it was going to work, but we just had a lot of fun doing it. And then they did such a great job with it in post to make it very, very believable. It was a really fun out of the box episode for us.
It was a really funny.
As well.
It really was. This is Amy, by the way, and we're going to start wrapping up our show. And before we do, I wanted to first say that I met you at Comic-Con 2000, and I think it was 11, where there was about 10 people in the room. And I tried to get into the room last year, and there was no way. They closed the door. They were like, we're full. Nobody else can get in. But hopefully this year you guys will all be back at Comic-Con, and I will actually have to camp outside to get into the room this year.
Oh, that would be, I mean, it'd be great to see you again. I you did look familiar. I looked up your pictures before I called, so I like to know what people look like. So, and I was like, that girl looks familiar. But
nothing like cyber stalking us. No, it's fine.
I know. Sorry, I was totally stalking you guys. But it just gives me a better frame of reference when I'm talking to someone. But
Girl,
yeah,
you
no.
had to look at my profile pic. Oh, I am so sorry.
It was so difficult. No, it was not difficult. but yeah, Comic-Con for us was amazing. Like, and Fan Expo, which is another, you know, Comic-Con type of event that happens in Toronto every year. The first years we were there, I mean, first year it was just Chris and I handing out little pamphlets about our show and, you know, not really knowing what was going to happen. And every year it's gotten progressively more and more full. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be back for Comic-Con as well as Fan Expo. I don't know for sure what's happening, but I can't imagine that we wouldn't be there.
Yeah, they would be crazy if they didn't ask you guys to come back to Comic-Con.
Yeah, I think we'll be back.
But before we
make it
to
DragonCon.
Brandon, Comic-Con's so much better than DragonCon. You need to come to Comic-Con.
We can't go to Comic-Con, but we can go to DragonCon.
Yeah, we can go to DragonCon. We can't go to Comic-Con.
We're not scheduling you, Amy.
I'm sorry. But before we let you go, Anna, we like to ask all of our new guests that we've had on, and you are a newbie to the Variety Radio Online, and we like to ask them to just say their name, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online, and then they can put their own spin on it.
Oh, my gosh, my own spin on it? Yikes, I need a script. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay. Hi, I'm Anna Silk, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online. A fantastic radio show that I've had a lot of fun on today.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And
I have one more question. I'm sorry. One more question. I promise to let you go. I keep forgetting to ask all the new Lost Girl people on there. It's a tradition. We started it with Rick Howland. Somebody on his first interview with us asked him that since he was a bartender and in the show and he played you know, most of the scenes were in the doll, if he had a favorite drink. And we've continued asking all of the Lost Girl cast, do you have a favorite drink, and what is it?
Well, I have not had anything to drink in about 9 months. So I miss wine. I would say red wine is like my favorite drink that I would have more often than anything else. But if I want like a really hard drink, then I would like a dirty martini.
Nice. Okay.
But
I'll
only
add
one.
That
otherwise, it's
thank you, Anna.
Trouble. Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you before.
I'm sorry?
I said hopefully we'll get to have you back on at the end of season 4.
Oh, yeah. That would be absolutely great.
Have a great night, and thank you again.
You too, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I have been getting Twittered nonstop about the sound going in and out for the host, and a lot of people cannot listen to the show live. Blog Talk Radio is actually having technical difficulties right now. It wasn't us. It was Blog Talk Radio. And hopefully everything will be fine in the archives. So if you are listening to the show now, and it kept getting in and out for you, if you give us about 10 minutes, the show should be up in the archives, and then you can listen to it from the beginning.
I got to apologize to you guys. Tonight has been the night of technical difficulties, and it seems that every time we have a really popular guest on, in this case we had two back-to-back, that we have some sort of technical difficulty. It's become a tradition on the VRO. We work through it, and usually it works out in the archives. So give it a listen, and hopefully we will get it fixed. We'll talk with Blog Talk Radio and find out what happened. But you can listen to it in archives, and it'll be fun. But Brandon, I have to apologize. I totally took over that interview. I'm so sorry. Are you still there?
It's okay. I'm still here. It's okay. No, it's fine.
Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of you in the private chat to let you know to ask the next question, but I couldn't get you. So we'll work it out next time. I apologize. But how awesome was it to have Anna on after all this time that we've been talking to her, and how weird was it to hear her voice live?
It's weird because she sounds exactly the way she sounds on the show.
She does.
It's like she knew us for like a long time. She like seemed like an old friend that we were just talking to. She's just sweet.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, it just went out on me, so.
No, we're here. I'm sorry, people are just twittering like crazy, and I'm trying to keep up with everything, and I apologize. There is only one of me, and when you Twitter the VRO, you get me. So I apologize on that.
There's so many questions. A lot of people are still asking questions. We stopped taking questions at 5 p.m. Eastern, so I apologize if you didn't get your question in. And we will hopefully be talking to a couple more Lost Girls before the end of April and before we start our Vampire Diaries month of May. And like Jess said, we recap Lost Girl and Being Human on Tuesdays when they're airing. So if you are a Lost Girl fan or a Being Human fan, definitely join us for one of our recap shows where we discuss our theories and we bitch about the show and we bitch that we love the show and just a lot
of fun.
And then
it's going to be forever before it's on again. What else?
I heard Being Human doesn't come on until 2014. So if Being Human doesn't come on until 2014, does that mean Lost Girl's not going to come on until 2014?
I think it might be the
case. I think we probably should have asked her that question.
Yeah, we probably should have asked her that question. It may be timing. I mean, Anna, it's going to be a little hard unless they work it into the storyline to show Anna full-out preggers, which would be an interesting storyline, don't you think?
Well, from what I've read, she's due in like August or something like that.
Yeah.
So
he said 9 months.
Could be, yeah. So it could be anytime soon, and you know, if they start filming to get her like back to where she needs to be, they could keep her off with the Wanderer card, like them trying to bring her back from that or something. That would be kind of cool.
True. Yeah, I really, I have finally interviewed the Holy Grail. I mean, we've been waiting to interview Anna for such a long time that I think I have to change my wish list now, because she was definitely on my wish list. What about you, Brandon?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, I've been excited about this. I've been jumping up and down ever since. I think I called Amy like 3 times today. I was so excited about this interview.
He has drove me bonkers. Because, you know, I'm trying to work, and then he's calling me during my work time, and I'm like, Brandon, stop. But you know what? Now we only have 30 seconds left. I apologize again for if you couldn't hear the show live or if you couldn't get on to the call. And now we need to go after the wolf. We're coming after you, Dyson, just to let you know.
Dyson,
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for listening, and we will be back with our recaps next year.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com